Trust doesn't scale without people. You can publish more content than ever before using AI, but if there's no real humans behind it, no opinions, no lived experience, no credibility, it simply blends into the noise. And in 2026, the brands that will win won't be the loudest, they'll be the ones whose people are trusted. But how do we influence this? Listen on for more. You're listening to the Content 10X podcast, where it's all about content repurposing. I'm Amy Woods, and I'm here to help you maximize your content and find smart ways to get your message in front of more of the right people, whilst also saving time. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Content 10X podcast. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and thank you for joining me today. Now, if you're listening close to when this episode is released, it's January 2026, and often at the start of the year, I like to do a predictions episode. So I like to share what's going to be hot or not in B2B content marketing for the year ahead. But instead of a predictions episode, I've decided to focus more on one particular area that I think is going to be the biggest B2B advantage in 2026, and that's people-led content, specifically employees as the voices of the company, sharing views, ideas, and lived experiences. So in this episode, I'm going to share why trust has become the real bottleneck in B2B marketing, why human voices are now the differentiator, not volume or polish, and why this shift is unavoidable if you want your content to stand out in 2026. Now, this is part one, so there's going to be a part two as well. Part one is on why people-led content matters, and in part two, I'll explore the how. So part one is the why, part two is the how. Now, before I get to the main content, just to mention, if you want content repurposing tips and guidance, industry updates, inspiring stories, and exclusive news delivered straight to your inbox every other week, then join thousands of marketers, business owners, and creators and become a Content 10X insider. Head to content10x.com/newsletter. Okay, back to the main topic. So, what is most important with B2B content marketing in 2026? That's the question. I think the brands that will win in 2026 won't be the ones publishing the most content. They'll be the ones that people trust the most. And I really do believe that 2026 will be the year where marketing content is focused on the voices of its people. Brands will focus on a way more human approach, storytelling, relationships, lived experiences, all the things that humans do well and AI doesn't. Because if we look back, 2023, 2024, it was all about experimentation with AI and volume. I feel like in 2025, it was a bit more than about saturation. So it was about sameness and declining trust. And 2026, I think will be about differentiation through credible human voices. And why do I think that? Well, does publishing more content actually build trust in B2B? And the answer is no, it's not a volume play. It's a quality play. People have time for quality content, and it just then cuts way above the noise. And this is even more important in B2B because buying risk is increasing, credibility is extremely important, and it needs to be evident as well. So it's not just about having credibility, but it needs to be really, really evident. And you need to consider decision scrutiny, larger buying groups, and longer buying cycles as well. So there's all those complexities when it comes to B2B in particular. And this isn't so much a marketing trend, it's more just a buyer reality. So that leads on to what does people-led content actually mean in B2B? Now, when I talk about people-led content, I'm not talking about abandoning brand content. That wouldn't make any sense at all. And I know it's really cliche, but there's this term that's been flying around for absolutely ages, and it's that people trust people. They're more likely to trust a person than trust a logo or a brand or a claim. Now, why do buyers trust people more than brands in B2B? And the answer is simple, really, because we trust people who have lived through various experiences and share them. We trust people that we relate to, so relatability is really important. Nuance is important, and people who will put their names to strong opinions. I think that is really, really important when it comes to gaining trust. This can look like many things. So let's consider thought leadership content from leaders and experts. So this can be about building the personal brands of C-suite and also people who have a relevant audience, and working with those employees to help with creating and sharing content. On LinkedIn, company pages are just so limited when it comes to reach, and they are therefore not the drivers of these conversations. The drivers of conversation on LinkedIn comes from personal profiles. They get a lot more reach, they drive conversions, and they build relationships. So why do personal profiles outperform company pages on LinkedIn? This isn't an algorithm hack. It's just how people naturally engage. People comment on people's posts, not brands' posts. People follow people. And again, I've said this already, but people trust people. So, you know, if we just think about our own behaviours, really, when was the last time that you commented on a page post? It was probably a while ago. I know it was for me, but almost on a daily basis, I do comment and engage with people on LinkedIn. I think then if we just look at if we are following particular people on LinkedIn and we really like the content that they share and we comment and engage with them, and they are consistent and they are building a name for themselves and showing their expertise and showing their authority in a particular industry and a particular aspect of that industry. Let's imagine that one of these people works for a particular software company, and then you're at the point where you're considering investing in that type of software, and you have a look to see what's on the market, and you immediately see the company that they work for and the company that they represent. Now, it might not be that their LinkedIn content is always about the company that they represent. It probably rarely is, but it's more demonstrating their expertise. But you know them and you associate them with that company and that software. You're immediately going to think, here's a set of software, and that one in particular. Ah, yes, that's the place where such and such expert works, and I love their content. And because I really trust them, I think I'm going to look into that a little bit further. It just kind of feels right. It feels relatable and trustworthy. Or it might be the other way around, that you haven't even considered that type of software, but you are really enjoying this person's content and their expertise and what they share, that you go and have a look a bit more about them and where they work and what they do. And then that leads you to this software and you look into it, and then you're getting in touch with them, asking questions. So it's not that challenging to do the leap between people who are authoritative and top voices on LinkedIn and have lots of followers and lots of trust, and how that can be beneficial to where they work. And I don't just mean a benefit in terms of increasing brand awareness or increasing the chances of getting some marketing leads or sales. I also mean from other perspectives as well. For example, increasing the chance that you are going to attract top talent to come and work for the company. Because when people are looking into the company, whether they want to apply or whether they want to accept a job offer that they've been given, and they look into the leadership and are they visible on LinkedIn and what do they say, and they see all this great content, this consistent, trustworthy, authoritative storytelling content, then that can give them a really warm feel about that company and feel like that's a place that they want to apply to, or that's a place that they want to work. It can be helpful with attracting top talent, and it can be helpful with current employees as well, so the existing workforce and them being proud of the leaders of the company, representing in such a great way on LinkedIn by being known leaders and people with authority. And I keep saying LinkedIn because that's what we've been talking about here. It doesn't have to be LinkedIn. It could be other ways that the leaders are turning up and sharing content in different formats and different platforms in order to become known authorities within the industry that is ultimately beneficial to the company. So if people-led content is the advantage, how do you actually do this properly? In the next episode, I'm going to share practical advice on how to do this properly, looking at employee activation on LinkedIn, so identifying who would you be working with and running a program and how to measure that. We'll look at employee generated content and how it's not just employees resharing company posts and it's more about employees contributing ideas and stories and behind the scenes insights and co-created content. We'll also look at employee advocacy, so how do you make content that employees will share, and also external visibility that goes beyond LinkedIn as well. So in closing for this episode, I just want to really, really make the point that in B2B in 2026, I think businesses with their marketing efforts will be really rewarded the most if they focus on credibility, consistency, and human expertise. Because brands don't lose control by elevating their people, but what they do is they gain trust, they gain reach, and they gain differentiation. So the question isn't whether people-led content works, it really isn't. It's whether your organisation is willing to commit to it properly. Now, if you need help with your content, with anything that I've discussed in this episode to do with creating people-led content, or help with webinars or podcasts or live or virtual events or white papers, reports, you name it, we can support you, from strategy and planning to end-to-end content creation, repurposing and distribution. We would love to hear from you. So head to content10x.com/inquiry if you would like to chat with us. All that's left to say is thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.